Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. And I have to say, I have the best podcast listeners ever. Just hands down. You know, I just released that new segment called Quick IQ for the insights and questions segment. And a ton of you guys reached out and sent emails that you loved it. And you just so sweet. And it really touches my heart in a big way that you guys love it so much. So I love that. And of course, there were plenty of you that didn't necessarily email in, but I still felt your positive vibes on it. And that was really sweet as well. And just the comments that came in of people going, oh my God, like this makes so much sense. Or thank you for breaking it down and simplifying it. I get it. Or, you know, even a lot of people just saying how excited they are to hear more and more of them. So I just love that, and it excites me, and it's going to be fun and eye-opening, and it just, I love it so much. And also, I just want to mention, you know, part of the reason that I am keeping the episodes separate is because you'll get so much more out of the episodes if they're separated, meaning this. You know, when we look at the Quick IQ episodes, those are like a quick, you know, insights, questions, misconceptions, and so those kind of keep you in your analytical brain, if you will. So they're thinking and information. And if you look at these episodes, a lot of them are really insights and self-awareness and posing questions to you about shifting your energy and insights more on an emotional level. And that's the power of them. They help to open your mind and touch your heart and give you insights and make you think about shifting your own energy. And so it's really powerful. And that's where you kind of want to be, is in your insightful self-awareness, analyzing, paying attention, emotional mind, and really embodying and just kind of easing in to that. And that is key. And if you're trying to be in both, you know, your analytical mind and your emotional mind at the exact same time, it's not as helpful. You know, one way to illustrate that would be to think about the feelings of falling in love. And imagine if you're working on falling in love and at the same time you're analyzing love and picking it apart and thinking about the data of love, okay? And so what would happen is it wouldn't be as heartfelt, it wouldn't be as much going inward into self-awareness and noticing what you're experiencing and feeling. And that's what I want you to have from these sessions, because watching people to release their own pain or even, you know, the insights that come from each episode are really powerful. Even if it's not connected to your pain or ailment, they're really helpful in helping you to open your mind and expand your energy. And so that's part of the reason that I kept them separate. Also, you know, Quick IQ is nice because it's a quick episode. This last one was 20 minutes, and I know everybody was just really raving about it, which was awesome. And also, my goal is to keep them, you know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes. So I want to make them really quick. So it's a powerful insight that you can take with you and add to your knowledge and get a deeper level of understanding, which of course is what this last episode did. You know, everybody messaged in and was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. I have more clarity now. So it was just really, really sweet. And of course, more to come on that note. Now, as far as today's session, It is so powerful on so many levels. And if you recall from the last episode, I was working with our volunteer, Julia, who is just really has a beautiful heart and amazing self-awareness, and unfortunately has been beating herself up for so many years because she committed infidelity in her marriage. You know, she cheated on her partner, and she's really just been beating herself up for so many years about it. And she's also feels like she's very stuck in a relationship that she doesn't really want to be in with kids. And so she's got a lot of things going on, and yet she's such a sweet and caring being. And so it's really kind of a lot of mixed emotions, but just amazing self-awareness. Now, even if you're somebody who has not gone through that same experience, there is so much to learn from this episode. It's really, truly very powerful. But I also have to say, I love that this episode went here and that Julia shared her story, because there were a lot of other people, men and women, who reached out and said, oh my God, I've been holding on to the same type of guilt for so long in my marriage, and you know, all of these things. And so I love that it has been able to touch a lot of people and help them to be able to move forward as well. So I love that. And again, if that's not you, you know, that's not something you can relate with, that's okay, because there are really so many powerful nuggets in this episode that there are definitely powerful takeaways for everybody. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and dive back in to the other half of the session with Julia. Here we go. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay, and I want you to notice, you mentioned that you feel stuck inside the relationship, right?
Mm. Yep.
And if I ask you, why would you say that you're wanting out of it, or no longer wanting to be in the relationship? Why would you say that?
It just doesn't feel right.
Okay.
It feels lacking in ways that I can't fix, is the best way to put it, really.
Okay. And if I asked you to name one of those ways that it feels lacking, what would that be?
Being able to be open and vulnerable.
Okay. Being able to be open and vulnerable. And by the way, if you are open and vulnerable, what happens?
I get shut down or criticized. Mm-hmm. We have very different viewpoints on things at this point in life.
Okay. And very different viewpoints as far as just life in general and like spirituality and life. Yeah. Or would you say, what's that?
Yeah, mostly like spirituality and stuff.
Okay. And you would say you get shut down and criticized, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you guys got together, when you first got together, were you able to communicate and be open and vulnerable?
I wasn't as open as I should have been, really.
Okay. So you've grown in a way that you're more open and sharing now.
Mm.
Okay. Bingo. Give me 1 second. If I ask you how much you feel like he understands you, how much would you say that is?
4.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And if you knew that he could understand you, would that change anything for you?
It just feels like it's gone past the point of being fixable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All All right, so that is where we left off. And if you recall, her stomach pain when we first started was at a level 7. And then when we ended that first part of the session, it was at a level 4. And her body aches and pain was also at a level 4. So we hadn't quite worked on that yet, which of course is what we're gonna do today. And if you notice for a moment, she's mentioned she's feeling very stuck. She's very stuck. She doesn't want to be in the relationship anymore, but she feels like she has to. And if you recall, she also has kids. And so I don't necessarily want to tell her that she has to stay if she doesn't want to, of course, but she needs to change her feelings about it for her health and her life and her future and her kids' happiness and future and all of that. You know, if she's felt stuck for, what, over 6 years now, then it's something that she'll definitely want to change. And so that's where we're going. And again, it's not just about being stuck in a relationship. There's also keys in this to loneliness and feeling misunderstood and just a lot of things that really can be helpful for anybody who's even in a marriage that they just want to make it even better. And so it's all about really just having an open mind no matter where you are. And by the way, I know that there are a lot of people who say, you know, once you're married, you need to stay married no matter what. And I'm not of that way of thinking. I believe that if people aren't happy together, then they shouldn't have to force it and maintain it because that was a decision they made years and years ago when they were 20 or 30, whatever age. And instead, they need to be able to find a way to be happy apart, especially when they have kids. It's key, you know? And by the way, on that note, I have to give total props to my parents. You know, they have done the divorce thing so well. I mean, not perfect, but really, really well. And they got divorced when I was around 8 or 9. And the first couple years, they were still figuring it out and weren't necessarily getting along perfectly, but they were doing it and they were trying and they were making effort towards it. And it has only gotten better from there. And they're just literally, they went from trying to figure it out to being good friends to being great friends and then best friends. And not just with each other, but they're both repartnered and married and they all get along. You know, my parents will travel together and it's beautiful. And even a few years ago, my youngest sister, she got married and we all went up to Idaho and it was this beautiful lake and we all had like our own separate cabins of where we were staying. And we kind of got there and it was like, okay, well, pick out whatever cabin you want to have. And literally my parents and their spouses picked cabins right next to each other and said, okay, you guys pick which ones you guys want. We're next to each other, which is so freaking sweet. I mean, it's just wonderful and it's beautiful. And really, my parents were so young when they got together. My mom was like 13 and he was 15. And so they've really grown up together and it's beautiful. And even beyond that, you know, on text message where you can have group texts, our family all has like group texts, you know, where people will put on an update or say hello or send pictures of my nephews, which I love, or my niece. And so it's just kind of a thread that keeps going where everybody really stays connected and it's beautiful. And both of my parents are on it. And I just think that the way they did the divorce thing and where they ended up and how much they love and respect each other in a completely different way now is just beautiful. And both of them are happier because of it. You know, they're in a much better place. So it was perfect for them. And they just really navigated it, again, in a really beautiful way. And so that said, I'm really glad my parents got divorced. It worked out. And so either way, circling this whole thing back to Julia, you know, I don't want her to feel like she's forced to stay in the relationship or forced to leave. But what I do want to help her do is clear patterns and also open her energy and her heart and her mind and clear the pain from her body. Because as you know, if you've been listening to past episodes, whatever ailment or pain that's going on in the physical body is always giving us the most important message we need to know. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in with Julia. And if I ask you, bingo, give me 1 second. Bingo, interesting. Bingo. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you how much you remember feeling even as a kid of feeling like nobody understands you, how much would you say that is?
Yeah, like an 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm. Even at age like 4, can you see it?
God, it's hard to think back that young.
Okay, what age were you thinking of when you saw that at 8 or 9?
Probably like 11, that kind of age.
Okay. And if I ask you to notice how much you felt like just nobody understood you and how isolating that felt.
Yeah.
0 to 10. How clearly can you see it?
Yeah, 8.
Okay. And would you say that you feel any bit like that now by chance?
Yeah.
That's so weird, right? It's almost like the pattern's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice. This is what happens for a lot of people, by the way. They feel a feeling that they aren't consciously aware of. So even as we bring consciousness to it, do you notice how much more clearly you can see it right now, right?
Yeah.
Right? And how much more clear can you, like, now that I name it and we look at it, you can see it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what happens for a lot of people is exactly what's happening with you, is that, you know, people are in their patterns and then they feel stuck and they try to get out of their patterns. And so they try to do something that then is not necessarily the best way, such as infidelity or different things like that. But they're just trying to get out of that feeling of loneliness or disconnect or whatever their pattern is. And they're trying to create that change. And yet a lot of times, because they don't know how else to get it, then they end up going in a direction that isn't necessarily positive. So there's that. But then they also end up feeling very stuck, like there's no way out, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick, powerful insight. You know, usually when people make mistakes, it's for one of two reasons. Either the mistake itself is a pattern, you know, is a belief about themselves, and it's a pattern that they continue to do, such as a pattern of feeling bad or a pattern of guilty or a pattern of anger or different things like that. So it's either part of the pattern or it's somebody who's trying to outsmart the pattern, meaning that they feel a sense of stuckness and they feel like there's no other way to get what it is that they want. And ultimately their desire for something or craving for something goes up and up and up so much that they then find themselves taking action that they wouldn't normally take. You know, for example, maybe if I take it to something like theft, you know, when you look at it, some people will feel a sense of feeling like they can't have something of their own or create something of their own. And so they just try to take it from somebody else. And so it just shows up in a lot of different ways. And so point being is that just reminding you that whatever it is that you are wanting or whatever you're feeling stuck or whatever thing that's happening in any mistakes you've ever made before, is that you'll want to look at where is the pattern or what was the issue instead of judging or berating yourself or staying in punishment for years and years and years. You'll want to understand why that happened so you can shift it and not make the mistake again. That is key. So, all right. So that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Julia. And I want you to notice that pattern of feeling alone and lonely and like nobody understands you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask you, in the middle of that pattern, how lonely is it in that pattern?
Yeah, it's very lonely.
It's very lonely, right? Mm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, are you willing to change the pattern?
Yes, I'd like to change the pattern.
Beautiful. Now, if I told you, and by the way, how long have you been into spirituality and the mind and metaphysics and all of that?
Probably about, 6 or 7 years.
Okay. And so if you think about it for a moment, does it make any sense for somebody to change a pattern, but their life stays the same?
No.
No. So if you actually organically, authentically change the pattern, then you'd expect your life to start to change, right?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you again, would you be willing to actually change the pattern? So instead of feeling stuck, notice that this stuckness actually starts on the inside with a pattern that's been going on for a long time, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, now let's be honest, it's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And so I want you to look at it in that way. So in other words, notice how you've had this like critical dig of self and being really hard on self, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could use this as an opportunity to be really hard on yourself and be like, I should have known this and blah, blah, blah. And how come I didn't see it and yada, yada, yada. And I'm stuck and blah, blah, blah. You could do that if you wanted, which would be a really bad plan.
Yeah.
Or you could say, oh my God, well, no wonder why I felt stuck. I've been in a pattern and I'm going to really shift this and then see where things go.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, I've got to tell you, I have worked with people before all of the time who have said, okay, well, I want to leave my husband of 30 years, or I want to leave my wife of whatever, 35 years or 10 years or 5 years, whatever it is. And a lot of times they're running from the pattern on the inside. And a lot of times I'll say, well, wait a second. Let's find the pattern and let's see what it is. And they're always adamant that it's the other person. They're like, but he did this or she did that. And they're very adamant.
Mm.
And once I have them change what's going on the inside, all of the time I see people that say, oh my God, he's like, for instance, let's say an example of a woman who said, you know, I just want my husband to be more loving and more sweet and more nurturing, like just, and kinder. And he's just not that. And I want love. I want to feel loved. I want to feel connected. And she's like, look, I want to leave. That's it. I'm out of here. And I said, okay, well, you have this pattern going on from a young age. And ultimately, if you keep this pattern, then the next guy you find is going to be the same. And the next guy you find is going to be the same and the same and the same. So as you do leave this relationship, why don't we just change this pattern just in case, right? Just so at least your next person is better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that. And suddenly her husband, who she'd been married to for many years, starts treating her even nicer and kind and the loving. And she was like, and they had been together more than 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I can't believe it. Like my husband's being like so much, like we're connecting in a whole different way. And she didn't even talk to him about it. She just changed what was going on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to either, and by the way, with her, it was just like, look, let's just try and see what happens. So I'm going to pose that same thought to you and just says, look, let's work on what's going on within you and then see what happens, right?
Yep.
Okay, great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to look at that part of feeling lonely on the inside. That, bingo. And if I ask you, by the way, how long you felt lonely on the inside, how long would you say that is?
Oof. I don't know, a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Bingo. Yes, 100%. Bingo. If I ask you how much you say to yourself that you're just so different from your husband that it's hard and that it's impossible, how much would you say that is?
Yeah, like a 9.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question for you. How many people do you think experience the world like I do?
None?
Okay, so would you say that it's possible to both experience the world in a different way and still enjoy connecting with others and have that space of connection where you can still connect even though people aren't necessarily experiencing life the exact same way as you are?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe for a moment. I'm just going to ask you to take that in. That you could actually feel very connected with people. Even if they're experiencing the world in a different way, it's actually kind of fun. They're experiencing the world in a different way and you are too, and it's actually kind of fun. And great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you right now, 0 to 10, how much you feel lonely. What's your level?
Right now, mm-hmm. 4.
Yeah, notice how far it went down, right?
yeah.
Okay. And by the way, if I asked you earlier what your level of feeling alone was, what level was it?
Yeah, it was like a 9.
Like a 9. Okay, so notice just from that. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice how long your brain has been on that ticker tape saying nobody understands, but I'm different from others and nobody understands and I'm different. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And we like that you're different. By the way, how many kids do you think are exactly the same as your son?
None. He's very unique. None.
Yes, he's very unique.
In a good way.
In a beautiful way. And by the way, how many people would you say are exactly like your mother?
None.
None. She's very unique. Would you agree?
Yes, and wonderful.
And wonderful. Okay. And so when you start to think about it, I want you to name 2 people that are exactly alike.
Yeah, there aren't any.
There aren't any. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to notice how much the thought in your mind has continuously told you that you see things in a different way and how lonely that has been for you. But what if it's fun? Yeah, what if that's fun, though? What if it's fun and it's interesting and everybody has that thing and it's just about connecting and finding some similarities in what you, in the way you connect and fun things and purposely connecting with people and enjoying people? Mm-hmm. I love that everybody's different. It's beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. What's that?
It is. It is beautiful.
It is, isn't it? Absolutely. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to notice how lonely you're feeling right now. What's your level, 0 to 10?
0.
0. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm just going to ask you for a moment. I want you to notice how you feel about your partner. Mm-hmm. Would you say you feel exactly the same, or would you say you feel a bit different?
A bit different.
A bit different, right? If I ask you if you feel actually even a bit more connected to your partner, would you say that's true?
Yeah.
Yeah, 0 to 10, how much more connected would you say?
5.
Yeah, and notice your partner's not even talking to us. Okay, now notice, and I'm going to reflect this to you. If I said to you that I feel level 5, so 50% closer to my partner just by changing something in my head. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you also to notice how you feel about the world right now. And if I ask... How is that?
Struggling with the world and the way it is and the way it's going.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to take a moment and set the COVID craziness and all of that aside.
Okay. Yep.
And again, thinking about and bringing in the awareness that everybody's unique. I don't know 2 people that are exactly the same, even in the podcast. It's not like we've run across 2 people that have been exactly the same in their mindset of what's going on with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you're different, but so is everybody else. And you're different, but so is everybody else. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you how much you need to feel lonely and misunderstood and not understood.
Yeah, I don't need to.
You don't need to. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice how overrated that whole feeling is.
Yeah, it is. No, you're right. It's
completely overrated. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay, you know what's crazy? I mean, there are almost 8 billion people on the planet, and loneliness is an epidemic.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you stop and think about it, right?
Yeah, it is.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Good, good, good. All right. Bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice your level of pain right now in your body. 0 to 10, what's your level?
Body is like a 2.
Body's about a 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who's doing that?
Me.
You are, right? You're the power. I'm going to ask you to breathe. So I want you to notice that you're going into right way of thinking. So
yeah.
You're doing it right. And that the universe is supporting this direction, right? And your body wants this direction, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to acknowledge yourself in a positive way. Oh, you are doing it right. And you're doing it a positive way, and you're following what it is that your body and universe wants and feels like it is more positive direction for you to go, correct?
Yep, correct.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to bring that in. And I'm going to ask you, would you like to take an opportunity to be mean to yourself right now and to be hard on yourself? Or are you done with that?
No, I'm done with that. Thank you.
Good, good. Yeah, it's not really an opportunity.
No.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Good, good, good. All right. And I'm going to ask you to level in your stomach. 0 to 10. What's your level?
Oh, it's like a 3.
It's like a 3. Nice. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. First and foremost, she's bringing her pain down, and that's awesome. She's got the stomach down to a level 3, pain down from a level 4 to a level 2, so it's halfway gone. So we can see that she's stepping into right way of thinking, which is awesome. You know, letting go of feeling bad about herself, but also being willing to feel that connection with other people. Now, if you think about it for a moment, I just mentioned to her that, you know, there are almost 8 billion people in the world, and loneliness is considered an epidemic. Which is crazy when you stop and think about it. And I'm not just talking about this time during COVID, but this was even before COVID. And if you think about it for a moment from manifesting, notice how a lot of people had been feeling really lonely, really lonely. And that's the way they've been feeling. And now we've now collectively manifested COVID and these lockdowns and separation and different things like that. If you think about it, we were already experiencing so much separation, and now that manifested on the physical plane. Kind of interesting when you stop and look at it. And of course, it would be good for people to start creating that feeling of feeling connected to one another again. You know, just as a collective whole, that would be an awesome way to start really shifting this whole manifestation and really start bringing togetherness again. And I know some people are experiencing that, but a lot of people are experiencing the disconnect. And we're going to talk about coming up even more why that is. But ultimately, when you stop and look at it for a moment, a lot of people, now that they've started to become more self-aware and looking at the inside and their emotions and what's really going on, a lot of people, instead of finding similarities with others, they're thinking about all of the reasons that they're not understood or they're different from others. And ultimately, when you start focusing on all of your differences, you're going to feel that. And if you start focusing on similarities, you're going to feel that. And of course, there's more to all of this, but I just really wanted to point out 2 things. And it would be first and foremost that as a whole, we'll want to start really bringing in the feeling of connectedness to our neighbors, to our friends, to our communities, and really bringing in that energy and that love. And that would be really powerful for our world right now in a beautiful way. So there's that. And number two is realizing that we all really need love. You know, we're spiritual beings. And so when we disconnect ourselves from others and say, you know, nobody understands me, or people don't get me, or any of those things, it can actually kind of work towards creating health issues. You know, if you think about an extreme situation, you've probably heard before of failure to thrive, where an infant who doesn't get enough love and connection can actually die. And so when you stop and think about it, that's profound for an infant or even a senior who loses a spouse, has a much higher rate of death following the loss of their spouse. And so when you think about both of those, that's the loss of love. And so when you look at somebody who is feeling very lonely or isolated or disconnected from everybody because of what's going on in the mind, that's not a good feeling that you want to do to your energy. I mean, we are spiritual beings and love is important. You know, love is an important energy that we all need. And so for that reason alone, if not any other reason, you'll want to make sure to really work on feeling connected towards others and bringing in that feeling really strong. All right, so of course there is more to this, and we'll go ahead and dive back in with Julia. And I want you to notice the part of you that has felt wanting to just run and get away from your partner. Can you see that?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And you do realize that you guys have kids together, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Mm-hmm. And so I want you to notice the part of you that wants to run. So no matter what happens, even if, let's say that you did transform this feeling and that you did reconnect, or even let's say that you decided to take it ultimately another direction, no matter what, you would need to figure out a way to make it in a friendly way of doing so, so that everything was amicable for the kids, right? And,
yes.
And good for the kids, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And so I want you to notice the part of you that feels like repulsive and wanting to run away from him. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if I ask you 0 to 10, how much you can find that feeling, what's your level?
7.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you, if you had no guilt and no shame in it, so if you didn't feel any feelings of guilt and any feelings of shame, how much you would want to run away from him? What's your level? Would it stay the same, more or less?
The same.
Okay, bingo. All right, and there's that right there. Okay, bingo, bingo. If I ask you, 0 to 10, how much you can find the feeling, bingo, of feeling like it's his fault for the infidelity?
5. It feels quite balanced.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And if I ask you, I want you to notice the part that's feeling like it's his fault, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At a level 5. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And what if it was neither his fault and not your fault, but what if you could actually just let it go? What if fault didn't even need to be a feeling anymore because the whole thing was just gone? I'm going to say that again. Bingo. What if there was neither blame for him or for you because the whole freaking thing wasn't even there anymore? I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to say that again. What if there was neither blame towards him, towards you, because there just wasn't, that was done, that was in the past. You weren't even there anymore. Like, it wasn't even a thing anymore. It was gone. It was done. It was over.
That would feel better.
Right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And 0 to 10, what's your level of wanting to run from him? Run away from him. 0 to 10, what's your level?
5.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And here we go. And I want you to notice the level in your stomach. What's your level? 0 to 10?
2.
That's what I have. I have about a 1.6. About a 1.6. So note, but either way, even at a 2, it's notice going down even more, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. That. Bingo. Okay. And there's another feeling, and we're going to go here. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I want you to notice the part of you. I want you to notice the part of you who feels hatred towards him. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you, why is that?
For things he's said in the past.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And this is our goal. Our goal is to have you let go of all your things, but hold on to everything you can against him. Okay?
No.
Someone asked you to breathe. Glad you got my sarcasm, silliness. Here we go. You have a good sense of humor. I like that.
All the British are good at sarcasm.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, you guys are. Very good at it. Someone ask you to breathe? Okay, so are you also, would you be also willing to let go of the stuff that he said in the past?
Yes. I've tried, but I struggle with it.
Okay. And do you expect him to say those things again?
No, but it's knowing that he thinks them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And which things, what, can you give me an example? It's a good thing this one, it's not vulnerable, right?
I, through my kind of own spiritual transformation, you know, around the age of 30, I kind of connected with spirit guides, and I tried to explain it to him, and as a Christian he told me that I speak to demons, so that was something I really struggled with.
Okay. And bingo. Okay. And how long ago was that?
5 years ago.
Okay. And bingo. Bingo. And would you say your husband's a pretty analytical guy?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would happen if you looked up some of the research that's done with Stanford and the CIA regarding things like remote viewing and things like that, that our minds are truly incredible, and that science is only becoming more and more aware of these things. Mm. What would happen if you shared that?
I'm not sure, because he would try and view it from a biblical viewpoint.
Okay. Food for thought. Okay. How often does he go to church?
Every week. Several times.
Mm-hmm. And In going to church, how many times have you seen people pray for those who are sick?
Yes, many times.
Yes. Okay, so in the Bible, in Proverbs, it says that a merry heart is a medicine to the body. Ill thoughts will dry the bones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's NIV 17:22. It's a cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit will dry the bones, right? So in KJV, it is, it's a bit different, but basically exactly that. A merry heart is a medicine. Ill thoughts will dry the bones, right?
Yep.
So if you think about it, it doesn't say in the Bible, don't change, just have people pray for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet, that's a lot of the things that churches are doing right now. They're not actually taking even what's in the Bible about change. A merry heart is a good medicine, so the person needs to really work on changing their mindset and creating a shift. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And also, what is the other one? It is, what is it? Bingo. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Have you seen that one?
Okay. I've heard it many times.
So, yes. So there's that. Bingo. Give me 1 second. Okay. So even if we look at also, what is it? Mark 11:24. Bingo. It is. That one is, let me remember, it is, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received and it is yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's another way of saying manifesting.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And so even if you take that one and you look at the idea of manifesting, you know, our thoughts help create our lives. Okay, so whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have received and it's yours. You can see the overlap of the awareness, or even if we take Einstein, imagination is the preview of life's coming attraction. So we could call it imagination, we could call it prayer, we could call it manifesting and having a vision, but whatever we want to call it, we can see that this shows up in multiple different ways, right? It's just about understanding how to use the mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if you think about it, bingo, if we put it in biblical terms, if God is the one that created us, right, then everything that we're able to do with our mind, it's only because God created our mind in that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. So would you be willing to make the effort, knowing that you guys are going to be raising kids together? So even if you decided that you wanted to part ways, having an amicable connection with this man, that where he's understands things better in that, you know, even in this part of everything where there's more of an alignment there, would be better for you, right? Would you agree? And the kids?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. And so would you be willing to look up, And even I can post at the end of this podcast, I can post some studies from Stanford, so you have them available. Would that be helpful for you?
Yes. Yeah, it would.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick moment. You know, if you've been listening to past episodes, you may have heard me mention the Stanford study before, because it was something that was important to me going through this whole transformation. And when my mind started opening up to energy, and I was like, okay, this is weird. And so, you know, for me, I had to find some type of logic in it. And I think way on in the early episodes, I mentioned that. And there was, you know, studies at Stanford with the CIA with remote viewing, even during the 70s. And finally, it was released like into the public in the 90s. And so there was just a lot of different information that validates gifts of the mind and remote viewing and psychic abilities and all these things. And it's interesting because I grew up feeling like psychic stuff was all weird and crazy and fraudulent and all this stuff. So anyway, as far as how her husband feels, I kind of get it, just because that's the way that I would have maybe felt at that time. And I actually did grow up Lutheran. And so it's something that I can relate to a bit, having felt in the past. And so a few things. So you may want to look at this for yourself, or if you are wanting a spouse or parent or loved one to understand you more, or even find some type of connection with this spiritual stuff and, you know, mind stuff and expanding the mind and all of that, this might be a way to do that and to help open the conversation or find validation in it all to really help you accept it more, or them. You know, it's definitely interesting when you really start to look at it. And so that said, on my website where this podcast is listed, I will make sure to list some resources, including the Stanford study. And I'll go ahead and put in some of these passages from the Bible because, you know, as I was working with her, I was really reciting them, recalling them from my mind. So I might have butchered them a little bit. They're not perfectly said, but the gist, the full meaning is there. But I will definitely put that on the website as well, because if that is the case in your family, then maybe it's a place where you guys can connect even more. And there are some other ones, you know, another saying from the Bible is also life and death is in the power of the tongue. Those who love life will eat its fruit. So there are a lot of different passages that are really powerful from the Bible. And I got to tell you, when I was going through my injury and I was thinking and really researching everything from spirituality to metaphysics, quantum physics, atoms, molecules, neuroscience, the brain, I mean, literally everything. And I was like, wait a second, if this is written in the Bible 3,000 years ago, that a merry heart is a medicine to the body and ill thoughts will dry the bones, it's kind of funny that the Bible said this almost 3,000 years ago and science said it about 50 years ago, you know, when psychoneuroimmunology was first formed and there was scientific evidence that stress, so negative thoughts or ill thoughts, affected the immune system and white blood count. And it's kind of interesting that even still to this day, it's nowhere in our medical system. And of course, that's my goal, is to really change that, you know, to share with people what I discovered to help people understand that we really can get real, tangible results, open all of this up. So anyways, that said, I am going to add these resources to my website so you can go there and look any of them up if you'd like, and maybe even start a conversation in your family and come to a common understanding. So and maybe it'll help them to open their mind and to feel understood and really have that connection. So that said, speaking of connection, let's go ahead and dive back in with Julia.
Bingo. I'm gonna ask you to breathe. Bingo. And I want you to notice how that feels. Bingo. And I'm going to ask you to notice the level in your stomach right now. 0 to 10, what's your level?
2.
1 second. Okay, so where, it feels like it must have moved then. Where about in your stomach?
It's just nausea, really.
Okay, so let me, bingo. Okay, I've got that. Okay, so I've got that. Okay. So I see that. And then as far as your body, what's your level with your body? 0 to 10?
0.5.
What's that?
0.5.
About a 0.5. And who's doing that?
Me.
Yeah, you. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you a few things, bingo. If I ask you how much you're starting to feel like maybe there is a way forward.
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to take that in. And I'm going to ask you to notice how much you feel like maybe you're not all alone and isolated.
Yeah, I'm not alone or isolated.
Great. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to notice the feeling that maybe you don't have to be so freaking hard on yourself.
No, I don't.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, I want you to notice how critical you are of yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the thing of it is that all of the time, if I see people who are beating themselves up on the inside, what kind of things do you think that they're attracting on the outside?
Yeah, negative things.
Negative things. So basically what you're saying is that you want to go ahead and be hard on yourself and beat yourself up, but you don't want that to manifest in your outside world, and you don't want your husband to be critical of you at all. So that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah,
interesting.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to ask you, are you willing to change?
Yeah, I am.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And are you willing to make real change? Not like change for like 10 seconds or a minute, but like real, real change.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good. Good, good. Good. All right. And I'm going to ask you, good job with your energy. Beautiful. And I want you to notice your belief in how much you're feeling stuck. Notice how much you believed that and felt that and believed it and felt that and all of that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what is that?
What is that?
What is that? Said from a loving, supportive, fun way.
Well,
the
world is too magical for you to be stuck in it.
Totally. Not only that, but if all change starts from within, then that means look inside and change something.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Yeah.
And can you, just for a moment, breathe, and I want you to notice your belief in the delusion of feeling stuck.
Mm.
And how long do you want to stay in that mindset?
Yeah, no, I don't want that.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And so you're willing to change?
Yes.
Are you excited to change?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Bingo. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if I ask you, if you're willing to take yourself off punishment.
Yeah, I don't want to punish myself anymore.
What?
I don't want to punish myself anymore.
Beautiful. So I'm going to ask you, are you willing to take yourself off of punishment completely?
Yes, I am willing to.
When?
Now.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Mm-hmm. And I want you to notice what it feels like to be free and off punishment.
Yeah, it's freeing.
It's freeing. Great. So if I ask you, are you ready to move your life forward and create the change on the inside and allow your world to change with you in a beautiful way and realize that you do deserve it and really take that in and embody it?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Good. Bingo. Great. I'm going to ask you your level of pain and nausea.
Yeah, the nausea's gone down to like a 0.5. Pain's not really there.
Yeah, I don't see that all anymore either. Beautiful. Awesome, awesome. Bingo. Great job. So I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to ask you just for a moment to close your eyes and realize, bring in the awareness that right now you're in right way of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, she's awesome. I mean, on so many levels. I love her personality and her sense of humor, and just she's just fun and sweet, and I love that. And she's also doing an amazing job with her energy, and I love that. And notice her level of pain in her stomach went from a 7 to a 0 with just a little bit of nausea left, and we're going to continue working on that. And her body pain went from a level 4 to gone. And that's awesome. And when you really put it all together, she did it in about 35 minutes. You know, of course, I add in different insights and whatnot, so it feels longer. But she did it. And she's really creating that shift. And it's really impressive. Now, the insight that I wanted to share with you is this, is that I want to remind you on the last episode, on the quick IQ episode, we talked about taking 100% of your 50%. And so I wanted to remind you of that because we were talking about the pattern and attracting it, and you want to keep in mind that you never want to blame yourself. You want to always, again, take 100% responsibility for your 50% only. And by the way, if you missed the quick IQ episode, I strongly recommend going back and just re-listening to that piece. I don't want to, you know, reiterate the whole thing since I just did that on the last episode, but I do recommend if you missed it to re-listen to it just to make sure that you're not blaming yourself for things that are in your energy, but instead you're using it in a really empowering way. All right. That said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Julia.
Okay, so that last little piece of nausea, so here we go. So again, this is a lot of things to digest. So I'm going to ask you to just make sure, you got to make sure to follow through, okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to give you this last piece, and I don't want to overdo it with information, but I'm going to give you this last piece, and we'll just see if you can just pull it in and fully and digest it, okay?
Yep.
So here we go. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. And when I look, I see wanting to run from your husband still at about a level 3. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So bingo. And wouldn't that be great if you run and then you just take your kids away from their dad? I mean, brilliant.
No.
Right?
No.
No. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to realize that's not an option. Running is not an option. I'm going to ask you to breathe and don't even let your mind go there. Like, it's not an option. We don't want to let our minds go in a way that we don't really want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because what happens when people end up doing things that they never thought they would do is part of the reason is that they let their mind go there and let their mind go there and go there. And then suddenly their mind decides to act on it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So I want you to realize that feeling of wanting to run from him, not only do you not want to do that, but you don't even want to allow your brain to just do and feel that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you don't want to end up manifesting and creating that and acting on that in your life. Make sense?
Yep.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And instead think, you know what? I'm going to be open to all possibility. Let me make this change within myself. And as I do, things are going to shift. And then I'll go from there and continue to shift them. And maybe, who knows, maybe as I shift this, we become great friends and we're able to part ways and be co-parenting from a place of separation. Or maybe we shift and these feelings that have already started to bring in towards him of feeling even more connected are actually going to get better. He's going to understand and look at the Stanford CIA information, and that's going to feel more relevant, and he's going to be more open-minded, or even, and he's going to be just more open-minded to growing and expanding and thinking in a different way.
Mm.
And by the way, what if he started thinking and opening his mind a bit more in a new way?
Yeah, it could be a positive thing for everybody.
And out of curiosity, how would you feel about him?
I'd feel more positive towards him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to be open to possibility, but making sure that you're not at all wanting to run. I'm going to ask you to breathe, and I'm going to say that again. I want you to be open to possibility, but I want to make sure that you're not at all wanting to run away from him, because that won't work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe.
All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a really quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I am not at all saying that she's going to run or that is her intentions by any means. So I just want to be clear about that. But what happens all of the time is I'll see people who will have a feeling about something and have a feeling about something, and they do it over and over and over that they end up acting on it. And I'm not saying she's going to, but it's good to just clear things out of your mind. You know, to be honest, like when we have seen different types of tragedies in our world where, you know, maybe these kids have some violence going on in the schools or different things like that. A lot of times when I've checked into the energy, because I always wonder, you know, why is that happening or what's going on? And a lot of times what I see is them having the vision over and over and over of hating everybody and having those feelings and having those feelings. And then finally, it's like one day it just snaps and they act on it. And again, not saying that she's going to, I'm just saying that if you have an ongoing pattern or emotion or feeling in your mind, even if you know that you're not going to act on it, it's good to clear anyway. Not only because you don't ever want to end up taking action on it, so that's one thing, but the other thing is as you can see, this is also linked to her health issue going on. And further, she also, of course, needs to get unstuck from this situation. And so if she's wanting to run, that's definitely not the solution. So her solutions to really move things forward are either going to be figuring out a way to reconnect genuinely with her husband, or find a way where they can be apart and do it in an amicable way that it is still good for the kids and brings positivity into both of their lives. And so either way, point being, that feeling of wanting to run is counterproductive from where she really needs to go. And of course, is definitely not her intention. So I just want to be clear about that. And that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Julia. Because you really wouldn't just leave the kids with him and then run away, would you?
No.
You sure?
Absolutely not.
Right? Absolutely not.
No, not in a million years. How big...
no. Exactly. Exactly. I see how big your heart is towards them. It's just, it's beautiful. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, something else to think about, right? Is that you mentioned that your son is extremely unique, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you want to teach him that being unique means isolation and feeling a life of alone? Or it doesn't matter how unique you are, you can connect with other people.
Yeah, the second one. I already tell him that. I just don't tell myself.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. Good, good, good. Bingo. Level of nausea, 0 to 10?
It's still there a tiny bit.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. Yeah, and wanting to run, so what it has to do with is wanting to run is about a 0.75. But this is the thing, is that really ultimately what I would do, we could easily get it to a zero, but it would, I don't want to ruin what we already have. And it's a lot of change for the mind at once. So yeah. The beautiful thing is you literally took it from a level 7, 7, 8 in there to pain. So you got the pain gone, the level of pain in your stomach from a 7 to the pain being gone with just a tiny bit a little bit of nausea left. And then the pain in your body, you got from a level 4 down to a level 0. So how freaking amazing are you?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah, you are pretty amazing, aren't you? Beautiful. And so I know that this is a lot to embody and to change, but I'm going to ask you to make sure to listen to the recording and follow through and really work on embodying it. And then, I want to acknowledge this is a lot to change. So if you need some help and support and tools, you know, then let me know. But, We can join. Yeah, we can find a way to definitely support you, a video set or something. But I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I just want to make sure. Bingo. 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 Universe is saying to reinforce that again. Bingo. Give me 1 second. Okay. So this is why it's saying to reinforce it. It's saying that you've had a tendency of feeling alone, of feeling stuck with your health and alone and isolated. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing of it is that this is a lot of information. And these are patterns that have been going on for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And so you can see what the shift is, and you can see where it is and the direction it needs to go. And I don't want you to take this and then feel alone and isolated and unsupported with your health and all of that. And so that said, here's the information, and you can see the transformation and where you need to go. And I have plenty of classes and a video set and whatever you need to support, if you need to, we'll do that. But I want to make sure that you know that this isn't just being dropped with you and then you feel alone and go into your old pattern. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. So again, great job with your energy. You're freaking amazing.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Absolutely. And I'm going to ask you to breathe and take that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have a fun sense of humor. And I wouldn't say it's just because you're a Brit, but.
I mean, the sarcasm, definitely. We're good at that.
Oh, you guys have mastered that. Yeah. Beautiful. All right. It has been so wonderful connecting with you. You're so sweet and you're wonderful and you did great with your energy and you're just great self-awareness and just beautiful, just
Thank
beautiful.
You.
And you have absolutely, and a really, really big heart. And I love that. Mm-hmm. And it's time to really embrace the change, right?
Absolutely. Definitely.
Beautiful. You're amazing. You are amazing. And it has been wonderful. And I wish you a most wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah. And you, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. All right. So first and foremost, I have to say, I just love her. I mean, what a sweetheart, great honesty, great self-awareness, and great sense of humor on top of it all, and really great job with her energy. You know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, the fact that she was able to create the shift is really impressive considering that this is such a hard topic for her and where she is and how stuck she's felt. So I love that. And now I also want to say, you know, there have been a lot of episodes where, you know, I'll work with somebody and they message back in and they're like, oh my God, the pain stayed gone and it's incredible. Or they've had, you know, healing results that have lasted. And I see that all of the time. And I do want to say, though, it always takes genuine change. And with her situation, it would be really easy for her to wrap up with this session and fall back into her old patterns of feeling stuck and not wanting to leave. Because let's be honest, creating a real shift like this in a relationship takes work, either really working to reconnect and really being consistent with it, or having the courage to separate from it and do that from a heartfelt place and with consciousness and kindness. And so it does take real change. And, you know, I just do want to emphasize that because that's what's true. And I always want to be very transparent. And, you know, you've seen on past episodes where, again, people make the change in minutes and it's awesome. And so my hope, of course, is that she really does follow through and maintains it. And I see that all the time as well. And so I would love to see that from her, and let's send her positive energy and hope that she really does that. We'll see, you know, but point being is that we can see clearly what it is that's connected to her pain and the shift that she needs to make to be able to really keep it gone. And not only that, but when you start to think about it for a moment, I mean, these patterns that she's had as far as feeling misunderstood and feeling lonely, all of that really goes back to childhood. And so, of course, she would then end up manifesting a relationship where she feels alone in and misunderstood and disconnected, because that's the way that energy works. It's not personal. It's just that vibration that attracts. And so, you know, when you think about it, you really do want to make sure to create and shift on the inside. And especially when it comes to relationships, it's always easy to want to blame the other person and say, well, it's their fault, or you feel stuck because it's easier to feel powerless when it comes to a relationship because you can't change the other person or make them do what it is that you want them to do. And it's easy to feel powerless, but you'll want to remember to go inside. And so that said, I do want to invite you to do just a quick exercise each day to start working on lifting and shifting your energy. You know, earlier on, I mentioned that we have, you know, COVID going on and just such a disconnect. But even before COVID, loneliness was a real epidemic. And that said,
What I would recommend doing is really working on bringing a feeling of connectedness with people in your life. You know, just even feeling connected to your neighbors or connected to your community or connected to your family, and just taking a moment each day to bring in that connection and really feel it. Because as you can see with the mind, we can go into the story of nobody understands me or I'm unique and nobody's like me, which is true for everybody. I mean, we're all beautiful beings and we're all different. And yet, we all can connect in the most beautiful ways. And so, if you focus on separation, you're going to feel it. If you focus on connection, you're going to feel it. And of course, bringing in that energy and feeling of connection is good for your health. It's good for your happiness. It's good for what you're manifesting moving forward as well in your relationships and in your life. And so that is the simple exercise that I would recommend, is just taking a couple moments each day to bring in that feeling of connectedness and see what happens. You know, energy is truly really powerful. And by the way, on that note, on one of the upcoming quick IQ segments, I am going to talk more about what I see when energy is attracting like energy and what that looks like and how I see that all happening in the universe. And so there'll be more coming on that as well, which is fun because I love to geek out on all of that stuff. So anyways, on that note, if you're not yet subscribed on Apple, I highly recommend doing so because then they'll make sure to notify you as soon as the next episode becomes live. All right. So that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you and sending you lots of love, lots of positive energy, and adoration. I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.